I am retired. I am retired.
Okay.
I am not. I don't have a regular job. I make only consultant. I am a sales marketing consultant, and I work maybe 6 months a year, 7 months a year. Well, last year I had a good job, and so I had a very hard and tough year with job. But then in March I decided to take a 3 month holiday, and I started recently on July. So, but my background is about sales and marketing.
Yeah, and but you mentioned you recently retired, or a long time.
In documents, retired.
Okay, but in practice,
In practice, not, because I am 57 years old. I am still in the road, in activity. No, it's, for me, it's impossible to be there in my coach watching TV. And I can, well, of course, I watch TV. I watch some series in Netflix with my wife. But 57 years old, you can be still working. And in my case, no, I can be still working and making something good for me and my and Peruvian society.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in the Netherlands.
In?
The Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Yeah.
Ah, I was there in 2023.
Okay. And not so long ago.
Yes. Yes, I was there in 2023 because my kids, they were studying in France. And we visited my elder kid. My elder kid, he's a lawyer. He was studying in France in 2023. No. I was not in 2023. I was in 2021. And I caught COVID in Netherlands. My wife was like almost dying because not because of the disease, because of the nervous. And we went to, and you were under lockdown. We were walking in the street and visiting many places, but not all the restaurants were open. And yes, I remember that in 2023 in December. December 2023, I went to Spain, and that was different because there was no COVID problem.
Yeah.
So you are from Netherlands, or you are American?
No, from Netherlands.
You are from Netherlands.
Yeah. Okay. Not American.
Yeah. Good. I don't know why the European people they don't appreciate so much the American people. The French, for example, when I go to France, I don't speak French. The only thing I can say is bonjour, je m'appelle Antonio, excusez-moi, je ne parle français pas. That's the only thing I can say in French.
Yeah,
and they say to me, okay, no problem. Parle español, sí. Yes. Okay. I speak English. No English. Español.
Okay.
I don't know why, but okay. That's
But I feel like the French don't speak favorable about many other countries. I think not only the United States.
Yes, but people from Netherlands they speak English very good. They speak Netherlands also, the flamenco. What I know is they call flamenco the language that you speak in Netherlands, and some people speak also French and German because the Netherlands language is very similar to the German, right?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Yeah, probably more less and less people speak French and German. I think it's more something from a little bit more older generation that spoke a lot of languages. And nowadays it's more common to only speak Dutch and English, I think.
Okay. Dutch, that's the right word.
Yeah.
Yes, That's nice. So I went, when I was in your country, I visited a place where is the Sanse Chais. I can't remember.
Not
where
sure.
is the windmill, where yeah. you can find the windmill.
Yeah, yeah.
We took the metro or the train, and we traveled for 20-25 minutes. And
Sanse Schans. Probably like north of Amsterdam, right?
Probably.
Like on the north side of, like north of Amsterdam.
Yeah, in the north of Amsterdam. Yes, yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right. Okay.
But that must have been, not ideal to visit indeed during during COVID.
No, as I mentioned you, we went to a street and we couldn't go to, well, the restaurants were closed down, but you can ask your food and they deliver it to you in the door of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody let you go inside. And we had COVID also, and we had to stay 2 days in the hotel, taking a pill for a fever. But most of us were with the vaccine, right? So we didn't have severe problems with a recovery. Mm. We had a very good recovery, and that's it.
Yeah. Yes. How do you like living in Peru?
It's nice. It's good. The only problem we have here is that, Peru had a problem with the terrorists in between 1980 to 1992, right? In 1992, the police captured the main people of this group of terrorists, mm-hmm. and we solved the problem. But in 2014, 2015, we had the problem that we start receiving the immigration of the Venezuelan people from Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
They came here to steal, to start with some activities about robbery and stealing, and now they didn't start making the control of this, and now we have a big problem with people that you have your business not here, because I live, this is a, where I live is a place very safe. We have a lot of policemen, and the this place has its own security. No, we have patrols that are going around the street. So here nothing happens, but in the part of the city, mm-hmm. in the other district where they don't have so much money like here, they are suffering a lot because they don't have the same security that we have. And they are, they go to the business and they ask money, and you don't pay money, the next day they put a bomb in the front of the, or they kill somebody. That's the problem we have now. When the tourists they come from outside, they don't go to those places. They move in these places, like where I live. So it's safe. No, and they mostly go to Cusco, to Machu Picchu, and then go to other places, touristical places here in Peru.
Yeah,
and they are like protected because these places are very, very safe.
Mm.
But we need to correct. We need to cut this problem because because it will be growing and growing and increasing, and there will be a serious problem in the coming years. I hope so, because the Congress is making a change in the laws, in the penalty laws. They are making the change, they're changing. When they make the change in the penalty law, they can process these people and send to jail 30 or 35 years old. And when that happens, you know, everything will be solved, because nobody will make anything to go to jail 30 or 35 years. It happened the same when it was the terrorist times. You know, let me show you. This is my home.
Mm.
Looks that's nice. My terrace. That's my terrace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, homes here in Peru are much bigger than in Europe. I am 250 square meters here.
Sounds nice.
We are just living my wife and me. Nobody mm-hmm. else. My kids, they are not here. One is in France and the other is in Spain. So they are working and they don't live with us. So I guess in the coming years, my elder son will get a nationality, French nationality, and he will ask for us, right, to go to France and live with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I will stay there for the rest of my life. Mm. Maybe I will go to France and stay there, and then come back to Peru, and then go to France, because you know, this country is a good country.
Mm.
We need to solve the problems I mentioned you before, no? But I think it's more comfortable to live here than in Europe. And it's also cheaper. Mm-hmm. No, Europe is very expensive, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe one of my kids, maybe they get married and they have babies. And, you know, Latino Americans, we are very, very like, how you say in English?
Close-knit with the family. Yeah.
Very close and mm-hmm. very spoiled. Very mm-hmm. spoiled. We used to spoil mm-hmm. to our kids and to our grandsons and granddaughters. Maybe one of these guys is getting married, and then I, papa, come here, I need your help, and I go there, and that's it, no? That will never change, because, as you mentioned, the Latin Americans, we are very close, no?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you live in Amsterdam, right?
No, not in Amsterdam, in a smaller city in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Very good.
Yeah, so the picture you're describing sounds very nice, but you also indicated that maybe you had a bit more difficult time the past few years, or at least some challenges that you had.
Yes. You know, For me, the definition of challenge is, for me, like a hyperactive person like me, is to be busy.
Mm.
That's my point. No, I wake up every day 4:30 a.m. and then I go with my cycling group and we go cycling for 1.5 hours. I am back here 6:30, start my day, my breakfast, shower, and then start working. But as I mentioned you before, for me, the tough moments have been when I had to stop my consultancy because there was no customers requesting me the consultancy. Mm-hmm. And when it happens, I am sometimes feeling boring.
Mm.
But it's because I am a hyperactive person, right? I cannot be going to my bed and sleeping and watching TV. Yes, I watch TV, but I think I am a Peruvian with a mentality of a European person, very, very structured and organized. Mm-hmm. And every all days happens the same for me. Even Saturday and Sunday, I wake up 4:30 a.m. and go to make my sport. It's like a Japanese, right? I work with the Japanese for 13 years and Sony, mm-hmm. the brand Sony. And I think I learned from them that kind of discipline, right?
Mm.
So for me, it's difficult to be stopped, to be without a strike. The strike moment is different. It's difficult for me.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And I don't have any other entertainment than I don't like to go by night to the discotheques or the nightclubs. I don't like. I don't smoke mm-hmm. Any kind of drug. I don't. I'm very healthy.
Uh-huh.
So that's not an exit for my for my hyperactivity, right?
Mm.
I need to make my cycle exercise every morning. Mm-hmm. And then start my work. No, in half an hour I will talk with my wife and maybe go for lunch here, very closer in a place. We go for a menu and that's it. Yeah, and if we don't want to go to the menu, we cook something very quick and that's it. And then in the afternoon I keep working. At 4 p.m. I will take a coffee with a friend of mine here, very, very closer to my home.
Mm-hmm.
6 p.m. will come my friend, turn on the barbecue. I have a very, very, very nice barbecue. Start eating some meat, some chicken, some wine, because I like very much wine.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 or 3 cups and that's it. No? And that's it.
Mm.
Seems very routinary, but it's the kind of life that I like.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people would be very envious of the life you're describing. I think it sounds really nice.
Yeah. In the summertime, I also go to surf. I don't know if you saw my picture in the Facebook. I don't know, but surfing is my sport since when I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Cycling, every 15 days I play tennis also.
Yeah.
Also go to tennis competition. I like to compete. Go to compete in tennis, not in cycling because it's not, it's only for my fitness. It's only for my fitness, cycling.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis is for competing. And surfing is for my connection with the sea.
Mm.
My connection with the sea, with the nature, with the environment. I live in Lima, so I drive 10 minutes and I am in the sea.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in Lima? In Peru?
No, never been to Peru before. No.
Yeah, okay. If you can someday, just call me. No problem.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Yes, that's it. That's it.
Mm.
And you, what are you doing about life?
Yeah, so I work at a university nearby. Not for the research, but just basically to chat with students and kind of help them out if they have questions or if they are struggling with personal things or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You work in the university, right? That's mm-hmm. what I understood.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are a teacher or you are or what kind of job do you do there?
No, so I'm not a teacher. I don't know if they have something similar in Peru, but basically here they have a separate job to talk to students and answer questions from students who are maybe a little bit behind in their program, or they have some personal things where they're not doing so well. So yeah, that's my job.
As they as they say in France, in the university, soutien.
Soutien.
Soutien in France is in the school and the universities. Soutien is like the students go and they can review with somebody, kind of a teacher or kind of a assistant teacher, when they have some problem with any kind of topic.
Mm.
Is that kind of your job?
Not really, because I don't help them with the content that they're studying. I just just talk with them if they are confused about like all the rules of the university, or if they are supposed to finish a program in 3 years and then in 5 years they're still studying, like, hey, what's going on?
A kind of a counselor.
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Advisor, something like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's also why I started this project, because I liked talking to the students, and I thought, oh, maybe I should try something similar, but then online, so everyone can have a chat.
You know, I accepted your invitation to talk because my wife, she's a psychologist.
Mm. Yeah.
And she's all day talking with people in therapy.
Yeah.
She, when I met her, it was 32 years ago. Beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's still a very beautiful girl. I love her so much. When I met her, I guess that I was needing a psychologist. Because those were my crazy years, right? I was like a, 23 years old guy with money, with a car, surfer.
Uh-huh.
And I was like destroying the city, right? When I met her, I met a very peaceful person, right? And she told me that she was studying psychology for become a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't dedicate her first 20 years of professional 20 years to the therapy. She dedicated to work in a company like a human resources manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Making a recruitment clima, how we say in Spanish, clima laboral is recruitment and measuring how the people is feeling in the work in the company.
Mm-hmm.
The evaluation.
The work climate.
Work climate. Mm-hmm. That's the word. So in 2022, the company where she was working for 17 years offered her a retirement plan. We call the golden umbrella, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she received a very good money, and she told me, now I want to dedicate my life, the rest of my life, to helping people.
Mm.
Well, I heard her and said, this girl is going talking silly things, because I never saw her making therapy with anybody, because it was not her specialty.
Mm-hmm.
She was formed for human resources, but she started studying bio decode, hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And the other point was bio decode, hypnosis, constellations,
okay.
Family constellations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now she's working with a lot of people, mostly young girls and boys. Not from 18 years old, less, under 18 years old, no, over 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having very good success with therapies. But she's all day talking, finish one session, start one session, and if she's not in a session with some coachee or some person, she's in a training, so I can talk with her.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the same house, but she is all the time very busy. So that's one of the points, because I cannot be lazy in my home, and I have to be, because I don't have my dog is not here. Maybe she's sleeping in the first floor of my home, but it's my only companion, my dog, right? So that's what she's doing in the last 3 years. She's having a very good success. She also has her island. She's making many posts. But she's a person that is specialized in this kind of activity.
Mm.
So I always listen what she's talking, because sometimes I am very close to her office and I am listening what she's talking with people. I am learning something about this, no? Mm. It's just listening, no? How she focuses and how she made the recommendations when she's under the therapy, right?
Mm.
But I am not a psychologist, so I am just listening.
Yeah.
And learning.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I'm curious, because I know sometimes when people are married and one person is a psychologist, that it can be kind of difficult to together have the deep conversation, because then you maybe feel like you're the client, or I don't know how that goes for you.
Yes, many people make me that question. You know, when she's not a psychologist, she needs my support. Because, for example, we live, as I mentioned before, in a city that is not safe, no? And she feels sometimes nervous, and she says to me, okay, can you drive me to that place? Can you drive me to that? I take her with a car, and she feels like protected, no? And sometimes she had a... We have never been robbed, because we take care and we don't expose ourselves. For example, I don't leave my cell phone to some places. I leave my cell phone in the car, and that's it. No wallet in my pants. I don't. If they steal me, they will not find nothing. Yeah. So, but she sometimes feels nervous, and I have to say to her, quiet, easy, no problem, everything is fine. So I am the person that can calm down her.
Mm.
And she's the psychologist, right?
Yeah, that's nice.
But in the deep conversation, as you mentioned before, in the deep conversations, it's very important to analyze her. It's very important to listen her point of view, because the approach that the psychologists have is different than the one that you can have or I can have about the people, right? It's very, very, very important. It's very interesting. And as I said before to my friends, no, you never stop learning. You will be learning till the end of your day from the other people. Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that's the point.
So if I understand correctly, like the challenge you're kind of referring to earlier is that when you started working less hours, and maybe also because your wife is busy and your children are abroad, that, you know, despite being active and very healthy, that sometimes it gets a bit boring, or you're maybe not sure what to do during the day.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. So I was talking with my wife 3 weeks ago about helping her. But I said to her, I am not a psychologist. I can't talk with the people that this contact is, because she has another telephone number where the people they text her and they say, hi, doctor, I would like to contact you because I need your support. And so sometimes she's like, she has many messages and she cannot answer all the messages. So I say to her, okay, train me so I can make 4 or 5 questions to these people and prepare a briefing and then send you the briefing about this person that contacts you. And I can do that, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
In this part of my life, I can listen to people, no problem. 30 years ago, I don't listen to anybody. I could not listen to anybody. Uh-huh. But now, as you said, I want to be busy. I want to be maybe, being part of the change of the people. How can I say in English in the right way? Let me use a translator.
You don't only want to relax, but you also want to do something meaningful in your time.
Let me tell you. People's change agent.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
Maybe I can give some advice about, my experience, about my background and the things that has happened to me, to the young people, for example. I can give you an example. For example, my 23 years old kid, he started working last year. The second week when he started working, he said to me, "Daddy, I'm going to resign because I know." Why are you going to resign? Because this job is boring for me. It's boring. Yes. What is happening with your job? No, when I come back to home, it's too long ride. So, okay, the job is not boring. You are boring about using the subway and coming back to your home, and you are boring because you have to travel for 1 hour or maybe 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to learn that life is not easy, and you have to adapt and take some strategies for feeling better about that. So maybe you should buy a bicycle or buy a scooter or buy a car, I don't know, and make in order to get that you don't travel for 1 hour or maybe half an hour. Yes, I understand that. Ah, what kind of job do you want? He told me, I want a virtual job. Ah, you don't want to go to an office. Oh, you're missing many things. You're missing the contact with people, the contact with your team, the contact with your boss, the interaction, the meetings. So I had to work with him about that because, you are also a young person, but I don't know, my 23 years old kid, he just wanted to work in, remote work, remote job. And one day I visited him and they gave him 2 days a week remote job. He was working with a pyjama.
Yeah.
I said to him, go, take a shower, change your clothes, and please, don't work with a pyjama. For me, it's like a choking, right?
Mm.
It's not easy to understand that. But the new generations, they come with a different chip.
Yeah.
Different point of view. I What I appreciate from the new generation is that they will take care of the environment much better than my generation, and that's good. And they are also worried about the mindfulness and the wellness of the people, and that's good, because the humankind needs to improve that point, no? I guess it's important, but yeah. They will have to work also. Nobody will be well, everybody will have to work. Mm-hmm. Nobody will be out of work. You know? That kind of obligation is important for everybody.
Yeah, actually, when I just started working is when COVID happened. So it was also a strange time for me to have like my first real job and then stay at home for like a year and a half and not meet anyone that I was working with. But yeah, I can imagine indeed from both sides, also from your son's perspective, that sometimes it can be very tiring to travel in the busy train or the busy subway, and sometimes nice to stay at home.
Yes. How old are you?
I'm 31.
31. Okay. My elder son is 25. My younger one is 23. I guess that when they reach their 30s, they will have a different overview of life because of the experience of their first years working. No, I guess you look more mature and how can I say in English? Mature, maduro, mature, and in calm, right? Like and the 30s brings that kind of experience and calm to the people, you know? And then the 40s is different, and in the 50s, like me, is a new experience. It's like when you feel the, again about 30s.
Yeah, you look great. I can tell that you're very active and being very healthy.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the point. Yes. Okay, Seth. Well, what else? What else can I tell you? What else do you want to know about my country, my people? Don't ask me about my politicians, because I hate them. Peruvian politicians, they are useless.
Okay.
I really like your country. It's very nice. I heard one of my kids told me that in his career plan is to be someday living and working in Netherlands because they appreciate very much your country. No, quite different than France and Spain is like a more organized country, and everybody respecting in the street, red light. No, they walk a lot of bikes in Amsterdam. Everybody is moving in a bike. Nice, so great.
Yeah, so I've never worked in Spain before, but I think there's like a stereotype, you know, that there people are very relaxed and they take it easy and they have a 2-hour lunch break. But I think many people there also work then until maybe 7-8 in the evening to kind of compensate for those hours. Where in the Netherlands, I think there's a way stronger line between like private life and work life, where as soon as it's 5 o'clock in a lot of organizations, people are like, okay, time to go home now.
Yes, it's quite different here because when I work with the Japanese people, you know the time you started, but you never know the time you finished.
Mm.
So some days I have to stay in job till 8 or 9 or 10 p.m. and you have a kickoff meeting or a kind of a event where you're presenting the new product lineup. You have to stay till 11, 12, and also the business trips to the main office. Also, you have to do a lot of job there, presentations. Those were different times. So for me, it was a very good period of learning and training, and also meeting people, very interesting people. Most of them are retired, and some they are active like me. But I think it's very important to, for a person like me in my 57, 56 years old, to learn the new technologies. So that's what I am focused now in the artificial intelligence. I am learning how to make the prompts. Mm-hmm. No, I started using ChatGPT 2 years ago, but a friend of mine, he took the prompt engineer certification. So he told me, take this. And I started this course, this lesson 1 month ago. It's very important. Very important to not be like, delay or backwards of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah.
And it's not for job. It's just for using this for your life, and that's very important.
Mm. Yeah, I think in the Netherlands you have a lot of people. I think mostly like above 60 years old, who indeed, or maybe above 70 years old, who are not really used yet indeed to the, yeah, the newest technology, or even like the smartphone and things like that. But then there are other places in the world like China, where already for 20 years they do everything with their phone and the payments, and it's interesting, yeah, to see those differences.
Sure. You know, in what I really appreciate from the European countries is that they have a lot of activities and jobs for the elder people.
Mm.
And that doesn't happen in my country. When you reach the 50 or 60s, you're done. Nobody will take care about you. Mm-hmm. If you are busy or not, and you are boring, no, nobody. You know, I have my mother in a nursery home. She's 82 years old, and I visit her twice or three times a week, and I talk with her, and I can take her whatever she needs, you know? And I see other residents in that home that nobody visits them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's heartbreaking for me. So I adopted two of them, and I am his visit. When I visit this person, my mom, I go with my wife. She talks with my mom, and I invite the other two guys to the table, and we drink something and we eat something, because nobody visits them.
Mm-hmm.
They are like a forgotten, abandoned, and that's very sad. But it's not the same in Europe. In Europe, the elder people, they have many things to do, or and they also have nursery homes for the elder people. But I think it's much better than here, no?
Mm.
That's the point, no? Maybe that kind of that people need be closer to other people and talk and be feel that near feeling. I don't know. I'm just thinking
mm-hmm.
about many ideas that come to my mind, and because I am observing what is happening with, for example, with the elder people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in the Netherlands, you know, there do are, you have a lot of like clubs and teams and association and groups, yes, where elderly people come together. But I think it's also still quite common, especially once people starting have health problems, you know, and they, yes, maybe stay in their room more, and then you know, the children, they move away, or the family is far away. And yeah, I think it's quite common that you get less and less visits, and people are in their room alone for a lot of the year, unfortunately.
Yes. When that happens, there is nothing to do, because, for example, Alzheimer's disease, mm-hmm, no? Yeah, it's a process. And I have seen, you know, my mom, she entered to the nursery home in 2021. I met a lady, a very nice lady, Argentinian lady, and she said to me, I am with Alzheimer's. Well, 2021, 2022, in 2023, we lost her. She lives. She's living, but unplugged, totally unplugged. She's like, you know, you see her and she's like this. Cannot talk, cannot move. So, as you say, that kind of illness is difficult to manage, no?
Yeah.
You cannot stop the progress of the illness. But there is other people in the nursing homes that they are, you know, mentally very clear, and they talk, and they tell you their histories and what they do in the past, and they are like you know, self useful people. So, but they are like forgotten. Nobody visits them, mm-hmm, and that's very sad, no? So maybe that can be a good idea for maybe make to develop some kind of activity for them in the future, mm-hmm, no? I'm just thinking, because someday I will be in that condition. I have maybe 20 or I don't know years more, I don't know, but
yeah.
But I know my kids won't. They won't leave me there. They will be visiting me and be very closer to me, because we are different, right? But sometimes it's heartbreaking to see that. No?
Mm.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, I know in the Netherlands also quite popular to like do volunteering for, just like half a day or in a few hours a week. So then you might have some people in their 20s who go to the elderly home and go for a walk with people and just have a chat, indeed, because maybe they don't have so many visitors normally.
Yes, and that's fine, because new generations, they have to learn and they have to feel and they have to support the elder people, and that's good. That's good. Nothing of that happens here in Peru. Now, I don't know. I haven't heard if somebody is doing a kind of volunteering or something like that. I don't know. It's like it started maybe 10 years ago when the nursery homes started offering their services here in Peru. So it's really new here in Peru. Not like in Europe that you have nursery homes from 15 or 17 years ago. No, it's
mm-hmm.
Here is recent. It's very, very recently that we are knowing about this, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to go in a few minutes, but I just want to say I really, I really enjoyed chatting with you. To learn a little bit about your story and what's it like also living in Peru.
Yeah. Whenever you want, we can talk, no problem. And if you want to join some other people to this kind of conversations, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm available. Yes, maybe you want to share these ideas and conversations to other people, and we can talk, no problem. Mm-hmm. Also, if somebody wants to come to Peru, I can give some feedback about our country.
Yeah,
no problem. It was a very good meeting, and thanks for your initiative about this.
Yeah, thank you. That's very kind of you. And I don't expect to go to Peru anytime soon, but I will definitely let you know if I ever make it there.
No problem. No problem. Someday if I go to Netherlands, I will tell you and visit. Maybe we can take a beer or something like that.
Yeah, no, that problem. Would be nice if you indeed come to France. It's not so far away.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. Maybe in the short time. Maybe I guess I have to go in November or December because my elder son, he's he is in the Bajo. When the lawyers go to the Bajo, they say this in French, they call the Bajo. It's like a place where they all the lawyers are like and he have to make in the justice palace, he has to make his juramentación. Let me check this word in English. Juramentación. Swearing in.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I heard that and I become a lawyer and I do it here. Yeah, swearing in. And Colegio de Abogados. De Abogados. Bar Association.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is in the Paris Bar Association.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to swear in November or December or January. I don't know. So yeah. I have to travel. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting that he can start then.
Yes. Great to see you. Just write to me whenever you want and we can talk. And if you want to join some other people, it would be great. And I am available. And guess you have a very good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And say hello to everybody at your home.
Yeah. Thank you. It was nice meeting you, Antonio. Bye. Also wish you a great weekend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you. Take care. Bye-bye.